Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations.
This week, we're featuring a very special cocktail in honor of this week's guest and kicking off the holiday season with our very first holiday episode of the year. The Botanical Cocktail from CannaLifestyle.com is a delightfully festive gin cocktail infused with rosemary apple juice, a hint of citrus, and a secret ingredient, aquafaba. It's truly the perfect holiday cocktail to be sipping on all season. To make the Botanical Cocktail, you'll need 1.5 shots of dry gin, 1 1/4 shots of apple juice, 3/4 shot of rosemary simple syrup, 3/4 of shot of lemon juice, and 1/4 shot of aquafaba, and 1 sprig of rosemary for garnish. Combine first 5 ingredients in a cocktail shaker or mason jar of choice, then pour into a tall glass over ice, and serve with a sprig of rosemary. So grab your botanical cocktail and let's dive into this week's episode.
Welcome back and happy holidays. We are kicking off the Sip With Me holiday series with a local guest that we are very excited about. It is literally in Ioana's backyard. Last night, Ioana and I ventured out to become one with holiday nature at the famous Chicago Botanic Garden. Every year, Chicagoans flock to their spectacular gardens for their annual holiday tradition, Lightscape. During the holiday season, areas of the gardens are transformed into dazzling displays of light, sound, and lots of holiday cheer. And as we witnessed last night, lots of kids drinking hot cocoa. To us, it gave Disney's Animal Kingdom meets North Pole meets hot chocolate fun. It really was the all-around good-feeling holiday vibes that you really want to channel early in the holiday season. And today we have Jody from the Chicago Botanic Garden to tell us about Lightscape and everything that the garden has to offer family, friends, couples, and all Chicagoans this holiday season. Jody, thank you very much and welcome to Sip With Me.
Oh, thank you. So excited to be with you guys today.
Yes. And We mentioned before that we attended the launch last night and let me be the first to tell you that it was spectacular. I had never been to the gardens before, which is like, I feel like such a failure of me living in Chicago because it's such a staple. And now I feel like I have to go during the day because I need to see the actual gardens. But seeing the natural landscape kind of transformed into what's literally a giant piece of art. That literally, it was so busy too. It was like the place to be on a Wednesday night. And there were kids, families, couples, there were older couples, like so many people just like out in nature, enjoying the start of the holidays together, which I feel like is what the holidays are all about. So it was really nice to see that. But first off, for maybe people like me who have not been to the gardens before or aren't familiar with Chicago Botanic Gardens, just tell us a little bit about what it is, who you guys are, what's your mission, that kind of thing. And, you're a big space too. So kind of just tell us what you have to offer.
Well, first of all, can I just say, you just explained that so perfectly. That so great. And especially for just being there for the first time.
Yay.
That was wonderful. So the Chicago Botanic Garden, and so Chicago, of course, in the word, but we are not in Chicago proper. We are in Cook County, and we are actually 25 miles north of Chicago and located in Glencoe, Illinois, right at the top northern border of Cook County. And we are just over 50 years old. We were established in 1972. The garden opened in 1972. It is provides the opportunity for people and planet to thrive, and showcasing the power of plants through its leadership in plant conservation, science, community engagement, and learning. And as you said, the beauty of the landscape, and it's 385 acres,
oh my God.
A lot of it, which is water. But if you do come back after Lightscape is finished and in the springtime, you will see that beautiful 385 acres in its glory. Each year we have more than 1 million people visit. Lightscape, along with two other signature events, our Orchid Show and Night of a Thousand Jack-O-Lanterns, helps bring in about a third of those over 1 million people. So it's a big event for us. But yes, we are situated on 385 acres, and we have one of the largest memberships of any botanic garden in the U.S. It's a beautiful place, and it brings about many people, families, like you said, people who just like to come and enjoy nature. They find respite there, people who just like to walk around. We have many programs, many public programs. We have classes. We have a great science research department. So urban agriculture, we have a site in the city called Windy City Harvest, farm on Ogden. And we have a great relationship and partnership with the Forest Preserve District of Cook County. And we sit on their land and manage it. So that is the garden in a nutshell.
My gosh, such a unique concept to have a preserved natural area. I mean, especially in a huge urban sprawled area like the Chicagoland, it's pretty unique. And we're big nature buffs, so it's nice to see the work and activism. And I mean, you guys do a lot of value driven, mission driven work too, on research and kind of being on the cutting edge of that. So it's very nice to see. And you also are involved in the fun vibes, which were totally channeled at Lightscape, and at the Orchid Show and the Night of a Thousand Jack-O-Lanterns. We're adding that to our calendar for next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us, we obviously experienced it, but for folks who have not, and everybody listening to this needs to go, tell us, what is Lightscape? I know it's been around, I think, is this the fifth year that you're doing it?
Yeah,
so it's been around. Just tell us what it is and kind of what people can expect.
So, we are in our fifth year of Lightscape, our annual holiday show. And like you said, it's looking at this light installations that are done by artists against the landscape of the garden, which makes us very unique. And as far as other light shows within the area, we partner with Sony, and we work with a design company by the name of Culture Creative. And Culture Creative designs the trail, and it changes each year. So if you've been coming and you've seen it before, you're not going to see the same thing twice. Ooh. And so it does change. We redesign the route, and then 80% of the installations change from year to year. So the one thing that does stay the same is what you are sitting in front of, Erin, which is Winter Cathedral.
Winter Cathedral.
Yes.
So
we spent 10 minutes in there taking
so
content.
Amazing.
Yes. Absolutely. People love that. And you will see that on a lot of our marketing pieces. You see that on our banners and things like that. It is a staple, and people just really love that. But it is a lot of immersive pieces. Each installation is paired with music, as I'm sure you heard as you walked through. And so the Culture Creative who designs the trail is just always looking for that. How is a piece going to fit into the landscape? What kind of music is going to go with it? So you can feel it all together and enjoy it. Yep. And what we also have that's different is there are a lot of international artists. So they're from the United Kingdom. They're from France. They're from Australia. They're, you know, so from all over, which also makes it very unique and exciting. They're big and brilliant and, you know, fun and engaging, but then they're also very contemplative, like the fire garden, which will bring you down and, you know, kind of calm, but then you turn the corner and then you're up again and, you know, excited and dancing and things like that. So there, it's very intentional how it's designed. And it's a lot of fun for sure.
That's so accurate.
You got to get the sneak peek. And we officially open tomorrow night, November 10th, and run through January 7th. So we really encourage people to, you know, plan it out and buy your tickets ahead of time so you can get that time slot on that date that you want and really be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, and I think I wrote down tickets went on sale in June some dates are already almost or sold out. Like that, when I saw that, I was like, okay, like I must be going to something really cool. When I said Disney's Animal Kingdom vibes, if you're a Disney person out there, I am. You know, you've probably stayed up late at the park when you're dead tired to see one of their fireworks shows. And you combine music and lights and storytelling. And then not only do you have those fun moments where, like, last night I found myself like dancing a lot and like wanting to skip through the lights, which is like not normally me. But then there were also moments where you are so overwhelmed by like emotion. You know, it really, the multiple elements coming at you at once pulls you in and it kind of transcends you into a contemplative state. So like I had a ton of fun, but I also like felt like I was like in myself too at points. And that's like, you know, in terms of like, we're in the world of wanting people wanting to do cool, unique experiences. This was 100% completely that. So,
And what is really neat this year is that the route, the new part of the route this year goes out onto Evening Island. And so when you're on the main island, looking out to Evening Island, you can see what is out there, the installations. And you're like, oh, wow, that's so cool. And then you get out to Evening Island and you look back at the main island and you're like, oh, wow, I just saw that, but it looks so different. And I mean, the vistas that you see from each area that you're standing is just amazing. It's like you get two shows for one.
Yes, it's true. And we had driven by on our way, we drove by a couple of the like more traditional style light show, you know, like where you drive through or it's like there's a path that you take and like those are cool, but this like elevates it. This was fantastic.
Well, I feel like those are so intense, like you never get a break to rest, whereas this, you had moments of like there was a lot of music, but then the next thing was a little slower and kind of gave you space to like breathe and just kind of take everything in, which I really appreciated. I'm interested to kind of know, there's so much space and so much that you guys do for this event. What is the kind of like prep time and planning and how does all of that work, the behind the scenes of Lightscape?
So we actually will start planning for next year's show as soon as this one ends. And probably our partners and the designers are probably already thinking about next year's show now that this one is up. And the actual installation starts that last week of October. And so it's pretty intense.
Wow, that's quick.
It is. And it takes, a lot of people a short amount of time. But as far as like talking about it and planning that route, that's going on for over a year, you know, knowing where in the garden we're going to put things. But it is pretty, it is a pretty intense setup for sure.
So interesting. And I love that it changes every year too. Because, you know, I have like my holiday traditions in Chicagoland that I do every year. But a lot of them are like, which makes them a tradition. They're pretty much the same, but I like I'm hooked. Like I will add this
we
to my tradition.
Back. We're bringing our partners.
We're going to go back with our partners. And then every year from here on out, I will bring my whole family. And I will go. So that's really cool. And we mentioned that it's really popular. Again, it was bumping last night. So I'm sure it's bumping every night. How can people arrange to get tickets? Kind of how does that system work with booking a time, parking, all that stuff?
So if you it's really easy. Go to our website, chicagobotanic.org, and Lightscape is right on the homepage. So you can just click there, and then it will give you the calendar of the dates that we're open. And then when you have the choice of the time. So it starts at 4:30 and then we sell in 15-minute increments. So, you know, you choose the time that works best for you and hopefully it's not sold out. And then you can buy your tickets. The pricing depends on if you're, you know, adult or child, and then if you're a member or not a member. So, and if you're not a member, you want to be sure to buy parking ahead of time because it is $10 cheaper to do so. Otherwise, you pay on site, you pay more. But and that's it. It's that easy. So, yeah, encouraged to buy early because you want to get the date and time that works best for you.
And sweet.
Probably, you know, always dress for the weather. Dress for the weather, wear comfortable shoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We learned that last night.
You realize how much you're walking, and then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I walked quite a bit. Like,
That's
a lot.
Yeah.
Amazing. Ioana, do you have any last questions?
I guess looking into the new year, is there anything else you guys are working on that you can highlight?
Sure. Yeah. We're all, there is never a downtime at the Chicago Botanic Garden. I can tell you that. So after Lightscape ends in February and March, we will have our orchid show, and that's an indoor exhibition. And it's just rooms full of beautiful orchids. And this year, the theme is the Orchid Show of Wonders. So it's kind of playing off, think of carnival or circus and things like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun, very visual. And that runs through mid-February through mid-March. And then in the summer, we will have, you know, the garden in the summer, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And our theme is lost and found. So just talking about, pairing our scientists with artists and just talking about like seed banking and a lot of our scientists' work, lost lawns and things like that. And then again, we're in fall already. I'm going to get to Night of a Thousand Jack-O-Lanterns. Yeah. And that's a 10-night show with these beautiful 150-pound carved pumpkins.
What?
So that,
that's an evening show. And that sells out before we open.
We have to go, Erin.
Yes.
Wow.
We love the fall. So that's
Yes. So, and then we're right back into Lightscape.
Oh, there you go. A full year.
But there's a lot of other things
garden.
That happen at the garden. We, you know, like I said, we have classes and we have, you know, all kinds of things that happen. So, and all of it can be found on our website.
Yay. So exciting. I'm so glad that I've discovered this. I needed it in my life. And we're going to need the orchid show too, because February, March is a rough time in Chicago.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. you need that color and that warmth to just kind of, you know,
Give yourself
alive again.
Good
serotonin. Pretty dreary.
Yeah.
And what you would like, because of the name of your show, on for orchids, we have what is called Orchids After Hours.
All right.
On Thursday nights. And you come and we have food and drink available for purchase, and you can walk around the orchid show.
Yay.
Sweet. Yeah.
Also, for the parents out there, there was lots of hot chocolate stands last night, but there was also, I did see a beer tent or two, so.
Oh, yes, yes. There was spiked hot chocolate, and there were some cocktails, and so festive cocktails and things like that. Yes, of course.
So fun. I love it.
We don't forget about the parents.
Well, Jody, thank you very much for coming on. Again, everybody... like, if there's anything we recommend checking out, we're starting our holiday series with Botanic Garden with a purpose, and that's because it was awesome. And 10 out of 10, like, definitely take some time to go do
this.
Thank you. So, and Jody, we will definitely have to circle back with you next year and see what you guys are working on.
Love to have you.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.